Miss Patricia Rucker. So, West Virginia 1 is now a law. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Really appreciate it. And it's great to hear from you.
It's great to hear from you. Let me ask you, were you on the proverbial pins and needles the night of the... that vote was close, wasn't it?
It sure was, yes. I definitely was watching it and, you know, had been campaigning almost until the last minute till I stopped around 6 p.m. that night.
Well, there was a... there was a prayer, a novena that was going on for 54 days. Father Richard Heilman started it in August, and many people knew about your ballot initiative and had that in their daily intentions. And also, there was another ballot initiative that passed in Alabama. That counts as two on Election Day. And now that these are laws, there's actually been, since the election and since President Trump actually began to took office, there have been significant strides made to protect life, haven't there?
Yes, there sure have. Been wonderful.
And this is largely due to the fact or to the actions of individuals. For those that don't remember, could you just go back and explain how Amendment 1 got on the ballot and why it was necessary? Because you were new to the West Virginia legislature and you went, wait a minute. We can fund abortions in this state? How's that possible? You just refresh the audience's memory.
Sure, no problem. So, yes, I was new. This is my second year serving. And I had West Virginians for Life come to me and they wanted to propose limiting a little bit more the number of abortions being funded with taxpayer dollars. And I'm like, why are we still paying for abortions with taxpayer dollars? And they said, oh, well, we don't have a choice because of this Supreme Court decision that was made in 1993. And I'm like, I mean, obviously I'm simplifying things, but that was completely unacceptable to me. First of all, you don't tell me we have no choice. And second of all, you know, it is completely unconscionable. If you read the West Virginia Constitution, there was nothing in there about abortion. And to try to find a right for it, that just was offensive to me. So obviously talking and working with my fellow legislators, you know, it was a hard push. We had to get, in order to propose a constitutional amendment, you have to have 2/3 of the Senate and 2/3 of the House. So there was no way to do this in a partisan manner. We had to have Democrats joining us. And so working with them, we crafted language that would say nothing in this Constitution secures or protects a right to an abortion or the funding of an abortion. And the language came specifically because we were trying to overturn that Supreme Court decision in 1993. And I'm very pleased that we got it done.
Now, do you think now that this has become law, has anyone have the usual suspects threatened to sue? Because they usually do that.
Yeah, they definitely have, and I'm sure that they probably will. And I don't know what to tell them except that they need to be careful because any type of suit of this nature could be the case that overturns Roe versus Wade.
Now, I think more important or equally as importantly could also be the case that puts Casey versus Planned Parenthood back on the table. That to me is the big one, because what West Virginia is doing is basically what Governor Casey at the time in Pennsylvania signed not an identical law, but a law in the same vein. And of course, Planned Parenthood sued him. And I think this case is probably more significant than Roe anyways, because Casey versus Planned Parenthood basically says that the states cannot do anything to infringe upon the right, reproductive rights that are made as a sacrament thanks to Roe versus Wade. Your law flies in the face of this. As a matter of fact, I'd be shocked if Planned Parenthood didn't sue.
Well, we are fortunate in West Virginia that as of right now, there is no Planned Parenthood in West Virginia. We have only one clinic that provides abortions, and it is not a Planned Parenthood clinic. But there is definitely, you know, proponents and supporters of